It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
You only have until today at 7 p.m. to sign the petition to put the fire annexation on the public ballot. Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the final day of the annexation battle. What does this all mean, and how will it affect you? I will explain first and then offer why and how you should take action now. At 7 p.m. today, all the signatures in support of placing the fire department annexation on the public ballot will be submitted to the Executive Director of the Marin Local Agency Formation Commission, commonly known as LAFCO, at a hearing at the Sausalito City Council Chambers at 7 p.m. tonight. You will be able to sign the petition up until the end of the hearing. So come on down to the City Hall and sign. Just don't be late. The signatures will then be taken to the Registrar of the Voters for validation. I'm frankly not sure how long this process will take. The results will then be sent to the LAFCO Commission for consideration at their next meeting. If the validated signature count is above 1,275, the City of Sausalito will be instructed to place the annexation issue on the ballot for the November election. If the signature count falls below the 1,275 level, the annexation will be approved and will take effect at the end of June. And I should probably buy Chief Jim Irving a steak dinner. A number of people have asked me, what will happen if the annexation does go to a public vote? You've seen dire predictions of consequences on budgets and fire protection, etc. Well, the notice period for the current agreement with the fire district is 1 year, so the district will not abandon us. There will be some budget issues, but not insurmountable ones. I am never impressed with expressions of the sky is falling. Regarding the analysis of the annexation itself, Sausalito is a deep pool of talent in a wide range of areas. Let's tap that pool, like we have done in the past, to assess the options for fire service. We really need an independent overview. Such a group may well determine that the annexation is the best course, but will consider other options. On the financial analysis side, the issues are relatively simple. What will the fire protection cost be under each of the options? What will the exposure be to pension and retiree health benefit costs be under each of the options? But the focus will need to be on the Sausalito resident, the taxpayers and the tenants who indirectly pay the taxes, not City Hall, not the fire district. So you see, the task is significant, but not impossible. I, for one, would feel much better about the whole situation if there was an independent analysis of the fire service options. I'm uncomfortable that the Union Political Action Committee has taken such a large role in this municipal matter. With a full-page newspaper ad, the four-color brochure mailed to all households, the flyers left in or near every mailbox, and the banners displayed on our streets, the Union Political Action Committee has spent a good deal of money discouraging you from signing the petition. Why does this issue merit such attention and such expenditure? If the deal is so good for the city and the taxpayers, why does it need this level of public relations campaign? So, if you have yet to decide on the annexation issue, it's time to fish or cut bait. If you do want to see the issue put to a vote, either call me at my home, 331-1590, or come tonight at 6:30 p.m. to the parking lot behind City Hall, where there will be volunteers with petitions for you to sign. This issue does involve 25% of the city's revenue, and you should make a conscious decision, yes or no, as to whether the issue should be put to a vote. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant. And you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.